Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and every Thursday this month, MTA President Lee Sander will join us to take your questions about the transit system. Topics will include the current fare and service proposals, how the MTA is run, the future of mass transit, and more. You can post questions for Lee Sander in advance at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And it won't be long now before the government's plan to shut down TV channels old style and force everyone to just listen to the radio takes effect. No, I'm kidding. The government's not shutting down TV. It's just changing how it works. On the night of February 19th, the United States will stop broadcasting in analog and switch to 100% digital broadcasting. Joining me now to celebrate this momentous occasion and to explain what some of you still have to be able to do or have to do to be able to watch TV after February 19th is New York City Council Member and Chair of the Committee on Technology and Government, Gail Brewer. Councilwoman Brewer, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian. It is actually February 17th, just so your listeners know. February 18th, we won't have television if we don't have certain boxes.
Okay, so sorry to get the date wrong. February 17th, and you say certain boxes. Who has to do what they haven't yet done?
Absolutely. If you have a television that has what I call rabbit ears, you need to call the Federal Communications Agency, the FCC, and get a coupon. You can get two coupons worth $40 each. And then you need to go to an appliance store, any of them in the metropolitan area, and get a converter box. You can put your old rabbit ears back on, and you should be able to get more channels. If you need to get, if you don't have good reception, you may have to go, I've learned recently, to get another antenna for $12.99 or maybe a little bit more. So it's a challenge, I think, in terms of funding, because the $40 gets you a converter box in some stores, but most of the stores I've talked to, the converter box is $50 or $60 or even $70.
Just to be clear, when you say TVs with rabbit ears, if somebody has cable, any kind of cable television, not necessarily digital cable, any kind of cable television, they've already covered themselves. If they have Fios, if they have satellite TV, any of that, they're already covered for this digital conversion. It's only if you have over-the-air television reception.
Correct. Over-the-air can be in these rabbit ears, as I call them, or antennas on the roof.
And you either need one of these converter boxes or you need one of the contemporary models of digital television, the actual television set, correct?
Absolutely. And the Department of Consumer Affairs, when we had our hearing, an oversight hearing in the Committee on Technology and Government in November, the Department of Consumer Affairs has been monitoring the stores so that it's clear that if you purchase a television or if you are going to purchase a converter box, you know what you're doing. What I mean by that is any television that does not include a digital tuner in it should be have some kind of a label stating such, so that it's clear that if you're buying a television, you know what you're buying.
Francis in Manhattan has a question about those coupons. Hi, Francis.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I applied for a coupon back in December, this is about December 10th. I received my coupon around December 23rd, and I bought the box. But yesterday I tried to apply for a few friends, and we found out through the website that the program actually expired on December 31st. In other words, you had to apply by December 31st to receive the coupon.
And, Councilwoman, we're getting a number of calls and web posts to the same effect. Do you know if this government help for the coupons for the converter box actually expired on the 31st?
Brian, it wasn't supposed to. I, too, called today. That's January 5th. And I was told that the money, quote-unquote, the money has run out and that I was given a registration number and told to go to the website to check my registration. That is outrageous. The coupons are supposed to go to the end of March 2009, this year. And so I will, as soon as before the day's out, find out, and we will work with the city agencies to distribute the information. There are apparently 30 million Americans who have on over-the-air service, meaning the rabbit ears or the antennas on the roof, and there are about 350,000 households in New York City that get TV exclusively over the air. So there are a lot of folks who are requesting these coupons.
Well, this is
and
news.
And I think this is outrageous, to be
honest. If you were told that the money has run out, that's news. There was a certain pot of money that the federal government had for this,
yes,
and it may have run out even if it didn't expire on December 31st as a program?
Yes. I mean, we were certainly the federal government from auctions that they did with Spectrum, that is in terms of auctioning off some of the airwaves from the sky, $1.5 billion for converter box coupons, and some of that was to go for consumer education. So I was very shocked when I called the FCC today in preparation for the show to see what the answer was. I was, because we've had hearings on this topic, that wasn't brought up. We've had forums with different television stations, that wasn't brought up. And we've also talked to city agencies and to the FCC. And nobody's ever said this, and so I really appreciate the phone call from the person who called in, because he's absolutely correct with this information. It's shocking.
Here's a clip that we pulled from the web service Hulu of a public service announcement spoof about the conversion to digital television. This was on The Talk Show with Spike Feresten on Fox.
It's simple, really, and no tools are necessary. Step one. Disconnect your TV antenna from the TV and connect it to the antenna-in coaxial jack on your converter box. If your set and antenna use a 300-ohm flat twin lead wire connector, simply obtain a 300-ohm to 75-ohm transformer or Balun.
Hello?
A coaxial RF antenna switch box will also suffice.
Will all of this make Jack Benny come back?
All right. So that's a little ageist spoof there. But are most of the people affected by this elderly?
There are a lot of elderly, a lot of people who are Spanish-speaking in our city. I know that in my office, we've actually gone out to help some of the seniors hook them up, because it's a spoof that you just ran, but in fact, it's still complicated for people who are not used to any kind of mechanics. So I think it's a challenge, and also in terms of information in different languages. We need to make sure that the FCC provides it, and it's not always clear. I was in a store yesterday, Brian, with an older woman who was trying to negotiate buying the converter box and listening to the antenna discussion, and she had brought in, you know, some materials from her television. I could see that she was going to have trouble when she went back home. I think this is a challenge for the, you know, Americans in general, and for the seniors, this is their outside world. You know, you and I and others may see television intermittently, but for many who are home or shut in, they absolutely need to be able to watch television. So I'm really concerned that this is not a program that is working as successfully as it's advertised.
Stanley in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC with New York City Councilmember Gail Brewer. Hello.
Brian, you rock.
Thank you.
Anyway, I think it's a whole farce, this switch over. I don't even know why it was switched over in the first place, why it had to happen, but that's another day, obviously. Rabbit ears do not work. Fact of life, and even the so-called power antennas, it's a farce, just doesn't work. Fact of life, in most neighborhoods, that's my consensus.
What do you need?
A rooftop antenna. That's it. You're wasting your money. This whole thing, I don't know why this thing happened. It's just, you know, for nothing, honestly. If you have some other day somebody to come on from the FCC, actually, to really talk, you know, meet, that's the only option. Because
so
rabbit ears do not work.
So there's a tech question here, and there's really a policy question here, Councilwoman Brewer, and that is, why is the government making a certain kind of television mandatory? Why can't there be analog broadcasts and digital broadcasts? Why is the government imposing this on people and on broadcasters?
Well, I mean, obviously this was done at the FCC level, and it was done starting in 1995. I think that it's a really good question, because I think we no longer have the end of what I would call free. We have the end of what I would call free television, where people could simply buy the rabbit ears, and in most cases, unless they had a really tall building nearby, they could get service. And now I even have people coming in who don't have the funding to be able to purchase the difference between the $40 and what the converter box costs. And And I think the gentleman is correct. Those who can put something on the roof can, but don't forget, a lot of my constituents live in tall buildings, and it's not a, it's a rental situation, and they can't necessarily cooperate. The landlord's not necessarily going to cooperate. So it's more complicated where you have larger buildings.
Huh.
So I think that this is why this happened, I don't know. I know that there is, of course, interest in opening up other spectrum, as we call it, for some of the first responders. Obviously, there was a great deal of money made for the federal government when they sold some of that to some of the companies. But I think it's not turned out as was originally intended in terms of the consumer.
And one other little fact on this. Some people have radios that have AM, FM, and TV band. And for whatever reason, people use them. You know, you can get channel 2 and 4 and 5 up through 13, the audio on those radios. And apparently that won't work anymore once the switchover is made. Do you know?
I've only heard that in passing, but it didn't come up in any of these hearings, but we are getting calls to that effect.
And apparently some TV stations have developed a workaround, but they say they'll only use that during emergencies to let those TV band radios get the audio from television stations.
Yeah, we're hearing about different problems. Some gentleman called up and he could, you know, once you hook it up, you're supposed to be able to get the new channels and the old channels, skip channel 13, which, of course, is one of the most important channels in our neighborhood. And we've been trying to help him get that corrected. So there are a lot of glitches.
Gail Brewer, city council member from Manhattan. It sounds like this is really not over, and there are even some new controversies arriving, like on whether there's still money for these coupons. So we look forward to following up with you on that after you investigate what you learned this morning about the government running out of money for the coupons to help people switch over.
We will absolutely keep you up to date, and I appreciate this discussion because it's not a topic that a lot of people are focused on, except those who are often lower income, Spanish-speaking only, and a lot of seniors. Although I will tell you, in the downturn in the economy where, you know, cable is expensive in our city, a lot of people want to switch over to be able to have the less expensive option, but maybe, you know, with all these problems, they won't.
City Council Member Gail Brewer from the West Side of Manhattan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, an editorial writer for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz on alternatives to the Gaza war. Stay with us.